This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Sai, we are learning the sugya of Birkas Chala, the bracha of Chala, and there are a few critical yesoides in this sugya. I don't know how much we'll be able to cover. But let's start B'siyata Dishmaya. The Mishnah says, I ought to bring a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Perek Beis, Ha'isha yeshevez v'koyte chalosa aruma, mipnei sheyecholo l'chasa is atzma avaloi ha'ish. So a woman is able to sit and to be koitze chala aruma because she's able to be mechas herself, but not the man. You see from over here that there's a few yesaidas you see over here. Number one, it says that a man is not able to be mafresh chala because he's not able to make a bracha. So there's the yesaid from here, first of all, that the woman is able to bake a bracha miyushav, and I don't know if we'll get to that now, whether we see whether chal is a mitzvah or not. It's going to have a little bit to do with shlichas, but we'll leave that for now. Let's see if we could discuss. First of all, the etzema sugya seems to say that an ish should not do the mitzvah of chal because he can't make a bracha. So there's a halacha legabe Tvilas Kalim, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Gimel. You're not allowed to be Tovil Kalim on Shabbos because it looks like it's a Kemisakin. So the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Shuber Pesachel Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah. Thanks. So what would happen if you have Kalim? Thanks. If you have kalim that look like a bucket, and you didn't, you weren't toivel kalim. So, what would be the halacha then? So, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shimon Shinchav Gimel, that the Rama says, "Ve'imu kli shiroi lemalos b'mayim, yimalenu mayim mina mikve ve'olsa leitvila." Right? Zogt the Mishnah Berurah ve'enoy mevarech, de'az enoy muchach she'isa l'shem tvila. So if you're going to be toivel, a kli that you usually draw water with doesn't look like you're doing the ma'isa tvila, but you can't make a bracha. Asks the Avnei Miluyim in Shailos Sutshuvis. In the end of Admilum Simon Yud says, how does that work that you could be toivel? He brings the Magen Avram that he found b'shem the Tashbeitz ein levorach al atvila denir kamasakin. He says, how does it work? Harry, we have a Mishnah in Trumas in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav that says lagabe Trumas of Meisers shemeya ve'enu medaber lo yitram v'chein arum. And the reason is because he can't make a bracha. And it's before Shem the Tesefta that way. Also, the Rambam, the Rash, they all say because he can't make a bracha. Alma l'chadchila asr lasayis kol she'ena yochel levarech. And says the Avnei Miluyim, any time that you can't make a bracha, it's better not to do the mitzvah. It's better not to do the mitzvah.
If there's no one else to do it, you think he's going to stay? Of course not.
What?
Okay,
so the Avnei Miluyim asks the question, and he goes on. Listen to this. He furthermore he says, "Betshuvas Maimonius." Listen to this. Hilchas Ishas Gabe Birkas Chasanim. You need 10 people. V'daitoi the imloy efshar laisayis be'asara loy me'akev. Why? B'shumakam loy matzinu brachas be'akveis. V'chi salka daitach im ein be'medina asara loy tenasei mishum de Birkas Chasanim be'asara.
What's the question?
Is there a, in other words, it's a proof that brachas are not ma'akveis. Because I say you don't have 10 people. So what, you're not going to get married?
Halablai bracha.
So, like, yeah, so what are you going to say? So the Beis Yosef writes on this proof, the Ein Dvarav Nirin. This is the Amnim Milurim. The Ein Dvarav Nirin. The Mataina Yizu De Ein. Ein Zelika Mavriach Adavar Be'atzmai. V'kivin de chazina mitzvah pur vuruhu mitzvah rabba. Filochi brachas me'ak v'soysev. G'shein asara levarech. He nitchis. So don't get married. Kol shekein tfilas kelem b'shabes. Kivin de yev shal levarech. Vaday ein a rashay litvol. In other words, it's a mitzvah rabba. And aval pichen, you need to make, you need to have brachas. And so don't get married. He's bringing a raya from the fact that Chuvas Maimonides is bringing a raya from the fact that you don't have, from the fact that if you don't have 10 people, you can't make a bracha. So obviously, brachas are not ma'akev. Because what, you're not going to get married? So what type of raya is that? You're just saying, Mavriya Harid. And your Shem Zalman always brings those type of rayas. You can't see this because otherwise. So it's okay. So, in a chanami, yikoy vadine sahar. Okay, so Al Kedei Kach, the Avnei Miluyim holds stark that the Avnei Miluyim holds stark that a brach, a mitzvah that you can't make a bracha on, it's better not to do the mitzvah. Don't do it.
So other than Chavei, should have gotten married then.
That was before they had the dakon, I guess.
They
kept Matan Torah. So what's the chilek though? What's the chilek? Tashbait says that you could be okay. Purvur, I'm sure we'll find answers. But let's go. Let's go. I just want to show you Adkadei Kach with the Avnei Miluyim, like to what degree he held. Now let's backtrack. So in what instance are you allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah and not make a bracha?
Every suffix mitzvah you shouldn't do it. Like a bracha. Suffix mitzvah.
Last week in the koil there was a big vikuach. Because I with Yedidi Hagoyin Harav Avishai Neidav Uchlita, I asked him what would happen if he's in a minyan and a koyin wants to borrow his talis. So I told him, of course, what you should do is a chesed, a going to the bima and finding a talis, but everyone doesn't do that. Everyone just goes ahead and they take off their talis that they give to him. Why? Because they don't know that the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that pasha talis, so you have to make a new bracha. So every time you're taking off a talis, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're mechuyav a bracha. So if you did, we paskin safek brachas lehakil. Some paskin, right? If you want to make a bracha, the Chida says for Sfardim, ein maznichin oisai. The Rama says by tefillin, he has to make a new bracha if he takes them up, but not by talis. But al kolpanim, you're definitely getting into a safek brachas. So I didn't find favor in his eyes until I showed him Mefurish that Rav Ezra Atiya, the Rosh Hashiva of Porat Yosef, says, or Ben Zion Bashol writes this in Or Litzion, that if somebody at the end of davening takes off his talis, he doesn't need to put it back on. Well, he's going to get into a suffix broch. It's better that he doesn't put it back on. It's not a leichter inyan. Everybody holds lechatchila, you shouldn't.
It's not Rav Scheinberg. It's a person that came to put on talis for
tefillah.
So don't put it back on.
That's it.
But of course you should
rack on. Rav Scheinberg who puts on his talis all day, avade. You're at the end of the night. You're at the end of You're going to take it off in a second. Put it on, take it back off. You're getting into a suffix bracha. Arum lo yitraim. Arum. What's with an arum?
You could do the someone else.
Right.
And let's say somebody else can't.
Let's say
somebody can't.
So
let's get to arum. What's the chilek? What's the chilek? So I mentioned to my chavrusa about the famous Ramada Hotel case. Did we ever talk about the Ramada Hotel case over here? There's a Ramada case hotel. I think even Rav Avad Yosef calls it the Ramada Hotel case. There was a Shabbos Sheva Brachis, and the women who had to light the Lukas Neiris didn't have time to light on the table. There wasn't enough room. They didn't have time to bring another table. So what they did is that they took a chair and they lit Hadlukas Neiris on the chair. What happened was that when after the lights went when were all used up, then the goy came and cleaned up everything and put the chair back. Now the big shaila is, are all of the chairs allowed to be used? Why? He knows why, because the hare the chair is a basis ledavara aser, and now this chair is mixed in with the other chairs. Big deal. Why don't you say bittel? Davar sheish lematirin. Okay, that's another thing. She had the right to use the chair. She's a guest. She had the right to use the chair. She had the right to use the chair. She has the right to use it. They gave her that chair.
They asked the front desk. They said use the chair.
Yeah.
They have no right to say
anything. I'll ask him.
The owner has to give her that this chair should be a buses from now till the.
But what's the answer? Why is the answer? All right, you could be mepalpel in that akuda. But what's the answer? So the tzlach says. Davar sheyesh loy matir, it is like beitza shenol debiyamtiv. That there is a shimush to this beitza. That if I don't have this, if I don't eat this beitza now, I'll eat it tomorrow. Lama yisbach al bitol yachlenu lamacher yachlenu beheter. It's the same beitza. Okay, I would have wanted it today. I'll have it tomorrow. Same thing. I have the ikar shimush of the beitza to be eaten. And I'm going to have that. Masha'ing in the chair. The ikar of the shimush is to be sat on now. And if I'm not going to have the sitting on now, I lost that shimush forever, and that's why you say davar sheish lematir. So says the stipler in his agoyas to avnei miluyim. Same thing too over here. Hare by tevel. So wait till you get dressed. Wait till you know tomorrow till you're able to be dressed to be able to take off the truma. That's where arum la yitrim. Ma she'enkein in the case of tevilas kelim, you want to have the shimush of the keli now. So therefore he's mechalik. Therefore, the sniper says that by Aram Layidrim is not a raya, but Avnei Miluyim didn't hold this way. Just saying that it's not a pashita thing, just a machavek, not making brachas. I just want to bring a musig. I think that if you have a suffix already, not to get into it, it's definitely there is an inyan. Agree or not agree?
No, I'm the innocent.
You don't agree? But he's being kind of the mitzvah of talis. You're saying, anyways, he has his talis cotton on him? Let's say he doesn't have talis cotton on him. So, Ben Sina, they're saying he doesn't want to do mitzvahs. He's talking about somebody, but he doesn't want to do mitzvahs.
If someone wants to be like a champ, he wants another mitzvah.
But let's say he. Oh, come on.
You're going to tell him, don't do it. You don't know about it. Don't do it.
That's for sure. You hear where there's a machlekes? We have a machlekes right now. What happens if somebody has a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, the end of Aleinu, he wants to wear his talis? Is it better to wear his talis without a bracha, or is it better to wait to be mevater on that mitzvah? You're not gonna miss out on a bracha. You're getting into a mitzvah without a bracha.
But at least kind of mitzvah. It's a shvach mitzvah. It's a terrible mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah.
It's a the Mishnah says, don't do mitzvahs without brachas. You can't get married without a bracha, according to one shita. Okay, but say it.
So every
suffix
mitzvah, you shouldn't do a bracha.
Every time it's a shikul,
it's a
shikul.
So don't do it.
You have no other choice. You have no other choice. You do it. Here you have a choice. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You have a choice not to get into it. Okay, that's point number one. Now, getting back into challah, we have a very chashiva mitzvah that requires a bracha. Now, it's interesting that there's a sifri that says. There's a Gemara in Sifri is brought down the Gemara in Brachas. Daf Mem and Bebeis. Be'eis vidui maisris oimrim v'loi shachachti. Hainu loi shachachti milevarecha. Bir Rashi, birkas trumas umaisris. You hear this? The Gemara says in Daf Mem and Bebeis, Lagabe vidus maisris, loi shachachti. Hainu loi shachachti. Milavarachecha, says Rashi, Birkas Trumas Umaisris. What? Birkas Trumas Umaisris? On the Daraisa? Birkas Trumas Umaisris is Darabanan only. How could you have a havim in a birchas most chumas ma'aser d'oraisa? So here I want to get into. Nice. Here I want to get into. Very easy. Very easy. Yeah. Here I want to get into. He's a koyach. A rishon to say is an asmachta or not. Yeah, okay. All right. So here I want to bring up a topic that it seems to be that I've been asking people. I've been getting different answers regarding. Are they kaira shame? Hare zuchal. I thought most women are. I see that Reb Shlomo Zalman says that the minig is that ladies don't do kriya shame. I heard of some women also they don't do kriya shame. I was wondering. It's not written in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's this inyan of kriya shame? Second of all, when do women make a bracha? L'chayra, they should make it over lasiyasan. But the Tosefta in Brachis says Me'emasai Mevarech Mishoshim Afrishan. Sounds a little bit that it's not Eivor. Once she's Mafrishit, then she does the Bracha. Says Mashma, it's not Eivor Lasiyasan. So that's another Shverkite that I have. And number three is. How, in other words, okay, those are two questions. Does the woman make a bracha before, or does she do it after, like the Tosefta says? And number two is, does she do kriyas shem? Now, what would be the halacha if she has to do it before? Let's say she didn't do hafrashas chala. Very negel maise. Say a woman is mafresh chala, she says, oh, I didn't do the bracha. Now, once you're supposed to do a bracha over lasiyasin, you can't make a bracha la'achar asiyasin. So l'chayra, is she allowed to make? Chalas lechem clears the shayla. What happens if a woman did not make the bracha of afrashas chala? Is she allowed to make the bracha afterwards? Okay, so in order to understand this, but let's get into the sugya of kriyas shem and the sugya of nitlis b'machshava. And I want to start off with asking a question. Reb Chaim Brisker was known to say that if it's not clear over here, it's not clear over here. If it's not clear in your mouth, it's not clear in your brain. So what's the makor to Reb Chaim? So I'm going to tell you, I think we have a makor from our sugya. How? The inyan of kriyas shem is found in different places in Hilchas Shumas Umaisers, and it's mashma l'chayra that it's a din de'araisa. The Chalas Lechem says he thinks it's for sure din de'araisa. In Mishnah and Trumas Peragil Moskavin Leimer Truma that in Nida it's written umakefes v'kayra l'Hashem. It's mashma l'gabi chala. Also that there's an inyan of kriya Hashem also by chala, but you don't find it in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't find it in the Shulchan Aruch. So why does the Shulchan Aruch not bring this inyan of kriya shem? This mashma doesn't hold that you need kriya shem, or it's all over Trum Smaisers, and even like Abay Chala, they need kriya shem. So the Rambam in Perek Vav Ilchis Bichurim brings that you're mafresh chala, and the Ravid says, in Hilchis Bikurim, Perek Vav. Perek Vav. Does anybody have the exact Marimakim here? Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, Kol Mafresh Chala Mevarech Tchila Asher Kiddushan. Over Lasiyasin. Lafresh Chala Bein Bars Bekotzaris. Zog the Ravid. Kotzer Vav Acha. It's the Geinim. The Kerel Hashem. The Omer Harei Zu Truma. The Kerel Hashem Harei Zu Truma. You look at in the Rav Acha. He says. The Hadar Lema says, the Lashon of the Shiltis is, he makes a bracha, Baruch,
Al HaTruma,
the Hadar Lema to have a Chala.
No.
Hadar Lema to have a Chala. That's why he says a different Shinui Lashon between to have a Chala or Truma. There's what to say on this, but the Nitziv asks, Hare, it's mashma from the Tosefta that he asks the question over lasiyasan by a bracha that you do it after. L'chayra, why do you do the bracha after? The Tosefta says mevarchin aleim mishasha efrishin. L'chayra kashe habayin an over lasiyasan. So he says, Al Korchach, you must say that the Yerushalmi is talking about that the Tosefta that says that you make the bracha after you are mafresh chala. The reason is because you weren't Kairul Hashem yet. And since you're going to be Kairul Hashem, that's because of Evel HaSiyasam. And the Minchas Bikurim teaches that way. It's Pashit in the Yerushalmi. Pashit in the Tosefta. Okay? And then he goes on, he says, the whole Inyan of Kriya Hashem is Tzorach Bir. Yaiser Kasha, Minig Yisrael, Shaloi Likra Hashem Klal. So the Netziv says the Minig Yisrael, Shaloi Likra Hashem Klal. Why aren't we Kriya Hashem nowadays? So he goes into the Shtigal Torah and he says, the Netziv, that the whole Inyan of Kriya Hashem is that even though Trumas HaMaisers is Nitlas B'machshava, but you still have to Yaiser Toivu Muvcher, Sheyomer Beferish, Hare Ze Truma. Shari Kachem is Be'er Vadai Mahani Gomer Beliboy. Mitzvah Le Inyan Hechshara Krova, Sheyomer Reze Korban Lashem. So it's always better to speak it out. And Zakhdin Itziv, he has a raya from the Zoyra Kaddishes, Parshas Bamidmer. Talmide Chachamim, Kol Mili Deboyle Misyashve Beduchte, Loi Misyashve Ade Mitker Bepuma. Any Talmid Chachim who wants to have a proper machshava, it's not misyashev until it's spoken. The siv, the zaydeh of Rav Chaim. So, yeah, like, that's through marriage, yeah. So what do you see from over here? That the yesod is that through avada truma is nithus b'machshava, but it's misbarer al yadei the dibur. So the dibur is the inyan of a kriya shem. So comes along, so he says like this. And he says a big chiddush. He says, Alpi divrei Torah, Alpi din Torah, you're not allowed to be ma'abe the truman chala, even if it's tame, right? Now nowadays, since our chala is tame, we'd rather not be kerel Hashem, because then we're giving it a din chala utruma like mufchar. It's like a separate level. It's a big chiddush, but he says it's like a separate level of tuma, and that separate level of tuma, we're going to be ma'abed. It's better not to be kiryul Hashem. Ma she ein kein the riff said that you give a challah, you give it to a kohen katan. So for him, it's better that you're kiryul Hashem, because eventually you're going to give him, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah truma by giving it to him, and you're not going to be ma'abed the truma. He says, therefore, it's nowadays that we have challah tmeya, it's better that we don't, we're not kiryul Hashem. That's what he says. Now, that's why also that now that if we're going to make a bracha nowadays, and we're not going to be Kiryul Hashem, avada you have to make a bracha over Les Yosin. And it comes out according to this. If you're not Kiryul Hashem, if you're not Kiryul Hashem, and you make a bracha, and then you're mafresh truma, So, if you're not Kiryul Hashem, you're mafresh without a bracha, you lost the mitzvah. If you're not Kiryul Hashem, you lost the bracha. I'm sorry, you lost the bracha. Kalb's along the chalas lechem, and he says, not that way. He says, I would think that. Let's get into another shayla. Says the chalas lechem. What the geshmak ashtigli has over here. He says that. There's a big kasha in this sugya that Reb Kiveger and Chuvas and others deal with. In Hilchas Bir Chametz, Simen Tov Lamed Beis, the Beis Yosef brings that we don't make a bracha al Bir Chametz, famous Beis Yosef, because there's a mitzvah shebalev, and you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah shebalev. So, Reb Kiveger has a few Chuvas in regards to the mitzvah of ksiva by Sfira Sa'omer. Simen Chavtes, Simen Lamed Aleph. What happens if somebody wants to write Hayoim, Yoim, Echad La'omer? And is Yoite Din Sfira Sa'omer? So his Mechutin, Reb Shaya Pick, had a Maso Matan with him and with his uncle. So in Simen Lamed, Kiveger says like this: "Umashikas of a doidi b'shei mechutani again. Reb Shaya pick lachshus ala Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that you can't make a bracha on the dvarim shebalev. You make a bracha on a freshes trumas u'maisers.
Mevorachin al afrashes trumas amayisus avde nitli ba'aymedu b'machshava. Yeah, not b'dikas chametz. Yes.
The burning is a nice machshava. It's not a machshava. It's a maisa or for Rabba Avir or Bayam or so forth. What exactly is
the ikar mitzvah beer is tashbitu, right? Tashbitu. That's davar shebelev. So okay, So ask. So says the Beis Yesu because it's a davar shebelev.
Okay.
I have it's a davar shebelev. Harim mevorachad. This is chumas maisa. So say frakt Reb Shaya pick. So his uncle is mataritz. Lo yekilu lita and edem tzadze ela b'dmai. But not by Trumas or Meisers. And anyways, by Demai, we're not Mavorich. Kveger doesn't like that. He says because even if you're Machashiv Trumas or Meisers, Makaplaini, it seems to be, he has Mefurish in Paragimel de Bon Metzia, that you do make a bracha. So he says, listen to the Chilik. Shoyrish inyan afrosha have maise litain la koyin. The whole inyan of the afrosha is in order to give it to the koyin. Says Kveger, the Iker Machshav is Machshava de Bali de Maise, that it should come li de Maise of giving it to a Nesina Lakoyan. It's going to be a huge raid, whether the Iker misses the Afrosha or the Iker misses the Nesina. Kveger says that it's the, even if the misses the Afrosha, but it's in order to give to the Koyan. So it's going to come li de Maise. The Chalas Lechem says a little bit different. The Chalas Lechem says that he asked the Kasha from the Beis Yosef. Shara Melech deals with this Kasha. They all deal with it. And says the Chalas Lechem, Lo yamrina im vrachim machshava ela bebitul de ikar mitzvasai hu bemachshava. Ve ikar abitul hu belev. Ve ain sarach levatil bepe. You say beer. Rashi says beer is a bit. It's all. Okay, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus whether beer and bitul is the same. That's why I don't want to get into that. Ve ain sarach levatil bepe. Ela levar radover. Masha enkin betruma. Avshe nitas machshava mikomakim ikar mitzvasa bepe. Shari mitzvah likros l'shem. So the Chalas Lechem says that you have a mitzvah kriyas shem deraisa, and you have it nowadays also. And since you have it nowadays also, that's even though you could be yaitzeh b'machshava, that's not ikar mitzvah say bekach.
Like Gilgul and...
If a person holds that he's not going to do kriyas shem because he's yaitzeh kriyas shem through his bracha, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Mari Korkus, they say that in the Rambam, when you make the bracha lafrosh shuvas u'maisers, you're yoytze the kriya shem with the bracha. So then you're not going to do kriya shem, you lost the bracha. But if you are noyik to do kriya shem and it's a deraisa, says the Chalas Lechem nafka mina l'maisa. If you didn't do the bracha of lafroshes of lafrosh truma and you are mafresh truma, you're mafresh chalam. Sorry. Since you weren't Kiryas Hashem, you could still make the bracha. So even though nowadays you're going to give it you're going to burn it, but there's a mitzvah Kiryas Hashem still nowadays. Kveger says also that you should be Kiryas Hashem. I've asked a bunch of women, they do Kiryas Hashem now. And I think that it would be a good thing to be knowing to do Kiryas Hashem, because in case they forget the bracha, they could always say Harei Zuchala, I would think. Now what happens if a woman never says it and now she wants to say it because she heard this shir? So I don't know. I don't know what the halacha would be, but that was according to him, you're saying what? We're not going to have.
We don't have it.
So you shouldn't do afrosha now. So you shouldn't do kriya shame. You're saying.
Shouldn't make a bracha. It's true.
Yeah, but they were misakin it. They were misakin the bracha. You're right. Nowadays, we're not mekayim that maker thing. But I guess there was a takanas of bracha that way.
It was mafshavah that we myself, but they were having one. So that was the takanas.
I think so. So that's one shtickle for the Chalas Lechem. I think it's very negela maisa.
Mishnah is the Beis Yosef. It's the same one who said that mafshavah none of them myself. So in the kriya shame is because of the bracha.
Right.
So that's,
no, he's going in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't say Kriya Shem, but if you're going to go like the Raiva, that you're Kriya Shem. So you still have a Shirei HaMitzvah, like Gora from somebody who's Isaac Beis Inyan, by women they look as Neiris.
right? They don't make a bracha before. They make a bracha. They make a bracha after. So the Ramah says why? Because they still have their hands. They're Isaac by Isaac Indian. Also by mezuzah. The mezuzah fell, and you put the mezuzah right. Then that's part of the mitzvah by Hanukkah. There's a rishon that says that way. So also by putting back the mezuzah. Let's say you forgot to make a bracha on mezuzah. I'm sorry, and you put the mezuzah on. So some rishonim, some achrayim say that you're allowed to still make the bracha because still you're makayim the toitzos mitzvah. Yeah, it's your makam to play salsa mitzvah. Okay, so I want to just say one or two more nakudas. We'll see what we have time for. Is that there's this mitzvah is fascinating. Just the nusach habracha lahafresh. What do you say lahafresh challah lahafresh truma? You see the way we were machashben eight different shitas in what the nusach habracha is. Rambam says lahafresh challah. The Shulchan Aruch says lahafresh truma. The Shulchan Aruch says lahafresh truma. The Rambam says lahafresh chala. You have the Marshal says that it's better to say lahafresh truma chala. The Ben Ish Chai says it's better to say lahafresh chala truma. Yeah, chala truma. Then you have the shita that says that when you're mevarich le'atzmai, you mevarich, the arzarua says, lahafresh chala let's say you say lahafresh chala, but you do it for someone else, lahafresh chala shaloi. Yeah, so that's five. Then you have a shita, lahafresh chala mina isa, which is the arzarua. I'm sorry, which is the Piskei Ha, there's Zeruah, but also the Piskei HaRashba and the Rash, is the Lavrish Chalamina Isa. Then you have another combination, Lavrish Truma Chalamina Isa. So that's, I'm at seven. There was an eighth one.
Pesach.
Maybe Lavrish Chalamina Matzah. So, what do we do? The Minik seems to say, it seems to be, if you look at the Svarim, from the Aruch HaShulchan, to the Chachmas Adam, and Rav Binyamin Cohen Paskins that way, that women should say Lahafresh Chala. But you ask most women, the way I asked, Rav Shaul Katz asked, seems to be the minig is to say Lahafresh Chala Min HaIsa. So the question is it better to say that? In other words, let's say a woman doesn't have a minig. What should she do? So, there's another bracha also. So the Taz asks, why do we say ba'offer and over here we don't? So he says, ba'offer, the kiyum is in the, you have to, it's part of the mitzvah that you have to put the dam in the offer and then mechase on top. So the Sefer Shiras Nasan says over here, it's better to say l'chala mina isa because chelik of the mitzvah is davka l'hafresh chala mina isa. Because even though you're allowed to take mina mukaf, but it's better that the chala should be touching, the gross says, right? Right? Even though you normally for mukav is good for chumas and maestras, by chala there's a special din negia or neshicha. Tzadik zersa kosav of reishis arisoy sechem, you have to have a frosha mina isa. So if so, yeah, but a chelik of the kiyuma mitzvah is lahafresh chala min ha isa. It has to come from the isa. So the Das Kedoshim is a big yesoid. The Buchacher is a big yesoid over here in Simen Shin Chav Ches. He says that it's all the Takonas Chachamim of adding in words in a bracha is as long as you're not goyreya, you're allowed to be moisef. Hari in Shmona Esrei in Hilchas Tefila, which is Tefila and Brachas, he's medamet. You're able to add on things in the bracha. So he says as long as you're not being megareya in the nusach bracha. Kol she'efsher to be mevarer adif. Kol she'efsher levarer adif. It's a big yesod that the Buchacher says, and that's why in this bracha also you could be mefarish it even more. And lemaisa. So that's a yishuv to the minig of why ladies stuck to lafresh chala mina isa shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.